Let's start this spoiler cast for Spider-Man 2. It's officially Marvel's Spider-Man 2, according to the game title, but I still just call it Spider-Man 2. Sorry. We're going to talk all about the storyline from this game, our thoughts on it, how it things major turning points in the game, and we'll talk about the ending as well. So, full warning, it's already written on this episode. Why are you watching and listening to this and still surprised? But here's your last chance to back out of here if you don't want to find out what happens in this game. 3, 2, 1. Peter doesn't die, Jeff. What are you talking about? Peter doesn't die. All right.
Shit. No.
Yeah, you're right. He does die for a little bit.
Yeah, actually. Technically for a few minutes.
Technically he does.
Yeah, I saw it the other side, and it was the multiverse. So.
All right. Well, I want to kick it off with, like, to me, one of the biggest things, and that is a new way for Venom to be introduced to the Spider world. It's not through Eddie Brock. Now, I'm not as familiar with the comics as some of you guys, but in my just pop culture experience with the character of Venom, it's never been Harry Osborn in my experience.
I don't think so, but, like, it's been a lot of people. Like, the symbiote gets on a lot of things, so it's never been Harry, to be honest.
So what'd you guys think about? How'd you think about how they built up to it and then delivered on it? Like,
I thought it was awesome.
It was perfect.
It was super good.
They delivered on
using
a promise
their friendship
that
as like. Yeah. I thought using their friendship to kind of build out like the importance of the suit and stuff like that was like. I thought all of it was like awesome. It was just really
tying
well
it into him being sick, right? Because the suit has that kind of regenerative ability.
It's cocaine. It's cocaine. The suit,
And it would make sense that Harry Osborn would have that like meteorite, like with the symbiote on it. You know, like all of it. I was just like, this all.
Oh yeah, with Doc Connors' arm. That's how he lost his arm.
Which is a fun way to tie Doc Connors into that too.
That was really
love
creative.
That reveal. Yeah. That was one reveal that we all saw the end, the post credits of Spider-Man Miles Morales, where it showed the symbiote. So we all knew Venom was coming in the form of Harry.
I think that was in
some
one.
Way. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, because I know they showed something of Miles Morales, but I can't remember what it was. We all knew it was coming with Harry involved, but I didn't expect when Connors lost his arm already, I was like, oh, it must be something that involved Peter back in the day. Like, I just assumed it was a thing, like, he already lost it. We're just going to allude to it roughly and move past it. And then to see that scene, dude, that was
tying it into Venom.
Awesome.
Yeah, into the symbiote, or the symbiote, rather. The
Finding
symbiote.
The symbiote, yeah, the first first interact with the symbiote.
Yeah, that was really, really well done. I actually really think, as that played out, the way that they showed Peter and Harry being really close, and you get some really good, I thought, almost Naughty Dog-esque flashbacks to when you were younger kids sneaking through the high school. Like,
loved all
just
that.
Some good bonding stuff.
Coney all the Island. Life is Strange moments is what I called it.
Life is Strange moments,
Kind of ride our bikes together. I liked it.
A lot of good bonding, the whole time knowing this is going to turn tragic, as it does.
Yeah.
And it just really helped add a lot of weight to it, I thought. I love the way they did that. It just made me want Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 3 to have just made Harry Venom, instead of introducing Topher Grace's Eddie Brock character and making him kind of this add-on villain at the end.
There was a lot of things they could have done,
but what if James Franco had become Venom in that? Would that have changed the way we looked at that? I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't have. Maybe it would have been the same thing. But there would have been more stakes, I think, to their battle throughout. But anyway, let's not talk about Sam Raimi's movie. Let's talk about this. So,
just real quick, though, Harry has been Venom before. So,
okay.
I don't have specifics, but he has been Venom before.
Just not in, like, pop culture things, right? Like, not in the cartoons or in like the.
This little quick blurb here says Harry Osborn became Venom once before the cartoon Ultimate Spider-Man, which aired
in one of the cartoons,
2012 to 2017. Also, Harry is Venom, blah blah blah, to impress his father. So, I mean, yeah, it's at some point in some whether it was comics or the cartoons.
Just uncommon, it's fair to say, then, at least.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, it made the more menacing when Peter was like, I'm not giving this suit back, when it's like, well, Harry is going to die if he doesn't get it back.
Right.
And like,
it showed that Peter's mind had been
changed. Yeah, immediately. Yeah. And like, he would just be lounging around or waking up from like, you know, blacking out. And like,
oh my God,
when
he got
knows
up from the
he
bench?
Has to get back to Harry, but like, it's just like, well, I think I'm gonna go take a nap or
whatever. Well, he's convincing, or not that it's the way that Yuri is doing the role is that he's convincing, it sounds like he's convincing himself, but it's obviously the symbiote controlling him to make him think that he's convincing himself to do that.
I'm a better Spider-Man with it, and a better Spider-Man means a safer New York. Yeah, just the way that he reasons with himself, like, it was good stuff,
So if we rewind it a little bit, of course, the game kind of introduces the threat of Kraven and his hunters, which yes. I think Kraven's an awesome character. His motivation maybe isn't the strongest I've seen in a video game villain. It's just because he wants a good final hunt because he's dying. It's like, okay. But it worked. I thought it worked fine. I'm not criticizing. Yeah. I'm just saying it wasn't like the strongest. But I thought it was a nice way to force, you know, Peter and Harry to start working together. Of course, mm-hmm. when Harry discovers he's got these powers. And then when the crap hits the fan, you know, Kraven stabs Peter during that encounter, breaks the knife off, which was like super intense. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
He breaks the blade off, and then Peter's essentially dying in front of MJ and Harry.
The score is incredible during that whole scene, by the way.
Yeah, the whole thing is beautifully shot. You're right. The music's amazing. And then Harry inadvertently, just in his kind of despair of Peter dying right there, gives him the suit. Don't know. And they, of course, later say the suit chose Peter instead.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not how I interpreted that. I interpreted that the symbiote.
That's just how it looked.
Taking its shot, shooting its shot. If
you will. Well, like Harry's like over
looked,
him.
How it looked was Harry's giving him the suit to help him. That's not, of course, we find out the suit was choosing Peter.
Yeah, Connor's clarified. Host. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the suit was already reaching out to him like the minute that I think Peter got close to it at one point.
When they got near each other. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that thing wants him real bad. It wants his nuts. yeah. Saw its opening and it shot, I guess. It did indeed.
So what do you guys think about Kraven overall, how they handled him start to finish? And
Kyle and I have been saying, like, we can't imagine a Venom story without Kraven or vice versa. Like, it's just how.
Right, like, that's the ultimate predator, you know?
Yeah.
So for him to want to, like, hunt down something extraterrestrial on that level, you know, is.
And that aggressive, yeah.
Yeah, it's super cool. And I thought the stakes were there because, like, he comes in and kills a bunch of classic bad guys immediately.
Yeah,
like, just like these people are, like, very dead. Even kills people off screen. You're like, wait, Vulture's dead? I thought the stakes were there because this guy came in and killed a lot of the big classic threats that were all like that I expected to see again at some point. Now it's like they're gone, dude.
I thought Scorpion might come back, but no, he gets stabbed.
Oh, he's dead.
Gone.
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah,
that guy's dead.
I never was like super like, oh yeah, Kraven, he's cool or whatever. But like seeing it in this game, like first of all, just physically how huge he is compared to Peter. Yeah. I think that's kind of the interesting thing because he's huge. And he's just like he's like the best hunter, right? He's kind of like portrayed as like the best hunter.
He's the most built, like muscularly sick guy I've ever seen in my life. But how in the world do you maintain that physique when you're like I have an expiration date. Oh, bull crap, dude. You're fine.
It just works. It just works.
Oh, there you go. Testosterone.
But yeah, it's just the difference of their physique and the fact that he's such an expert hunter that it is terrifying to think this giant man is coming at you that knows what he's doing, how he's supposed to hunt. So that angle is cool. And how it plays out in the game obviously is really cool too.
Yeah. It's crazy that he has like thousands of hunter followers that invade.
Well, that's just the video gamey thing, right? They got to be like, well, there's got to be like the lack hanging around.
At least the symbiote version of that made more sense. I could wrap my head around that more. Whereas Kraven, I'm like, where'd you get this money? Like, I don't.
Yeah.
How could you afford all these pieces?
It's like a cult, right? It's almost like a hunter cult.
Well,
it's like
doesn't he run a country or something?
But like if you hear his accent, I think he's funded by Putin. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's funded by Putin.
Yeah.
He's not from Sankaria, right? He's not.
Some of the I don't think so. Okay. Some of the maybe he is. Anyway, some of the storyline stuff with his family with the recordings was interesting.
Yeah. The kids all kind of fighting each other. Like
they had
each other's throats.
Like, it was almost like whoever, if you can kill me, then you've earned it. Kind of.
You know what? It actually reminded me of what the hell was this HBO show? With the kids all at each other's throats and the dad with the big company. Why can't I think of the name?
Succession.
Thank you. Yeah. Everybody just at each other's throats, trying to take over dad's like company. Succession.
Yes.
I am the
eldest boy. Yes.
Spot on.
Okay.
Yes. But it kind of reminded me of that, right? Because all these kids or one of them kind of seemed like he didn't want to be like necessarily involved in like all the inner fighting and everything. But the other one's like, nah, I'm going to murder you.
I guess they are a royal family.
I do like the way that, the Kraven and his family are.
No, I didn't look it up. I'm just like guessing that's.
Got it. Yeah.
I'm never going to find out.
There's no way for us to know.
Yeah.
So, I did like how it was kind of a subtle thing when you're searching for him. You kind of discover that he's taking chemo treatments, like he's in the final stages of something. That clearly something that's not making him weaker, right? Because he's still incredibly insanely strong, but yeah. He's dying, and he knows, and he doesn't want to go out that way. He wants to go out with a hunt that finally overpowers him. And so, like, yeah. I get it, and I thought that was pretty well done. And you guys are right; like, it tied in super well to. At first, I thought, well, obviously, the ultimate prey is going to end up being Peter.
Yeah, same.
The way I thought the game would unfold is Venom gets introduced, but by the end, Peter and Venom, Harry, are going to have to team up to take out Kraven at the end.
I love totally that misread the, it. Ended up kind of being more like he was swatting Peter away like he was a fly. He was just kind of like, yes. Get the hell out of here, dude.
I'm looking
like, I love him strong. Because he didn't have the aggression that the villains had. Like, he didn't have that fortitude, if you will. The what's the Vince McMahon ruthless aggression?
Ruthless aggression.
So I mean, he was kind of like get out of here. You know?
I'm glad it didn't turn that way because like for me, like I've said before, like the Venom versus Spider-Man thing is like peak. That's peak for me. Peak Spider-Man. Like yeah, I love absolutely. Those two going
yeah,
at each
Joker
other.
Joker and Batman. You know.
Yes,
they belong together.
Yeah, so yeah. For me, like, this was, like, just perfect.
It ended up being, the second half of the game is, like, a quintessential, amazing adaptation of the Venom story. Like, it's just, like, by the time you're in the third act and you see the Venom stuff, whatever, jism everywhere, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, symbiote-jism.
He's just, I'm going to shoot everywhere in the city. you're like, oh, this is a Venom story, like, straight up. This is all the way through. It's a Venom story.
Now, the model
Kraven
followed
was just
the first
a utility
game.
To introduce him.
The model did follow the first game in terms of the open world changing for the third act.
True.
With much more difficult enemies and new kind of like bases to take out, sort of.
Yeah.
But it didn't bother me at all. Like Dan said,
I like the recipe. Yeah.
I thought me too.
Yeah. I actually was like anticipating it when I was like,
if they do that,
I can't
again
wait for how the world
game,
changes.
I wouldn't be mad. Like I kind of like that where it's like, and at some point this becomes a really big deal. You know, like
yes.
And if it is Goblin as the villain, I hope it's little goblins running around. Like
I think he's gonna use the G serum to do something to influence the population.
Yeah, I like how not obvious G serum is. That's
yeah, I wonder what does that mean.
G serum.
He's already wearing green. He's like
green.
Green
yeah, I know.
Everywhere.
He's green
G means good.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you're already on it. Good. You're already taking it, bro.
Hey guys, I think that people it was being overblown a bit. The MJ stealth missions, which I thought turned out to be pretty fun little side.
Yeah, the most surprising part of the game. Honestly,
yeah, as they got more into them and more things were. You know, there for you to use. I was like, oh, this is actually fun. Yeah.
Her little gun worked well. The stealth killing worked well. And then by the end, as you're like full on just kind of doing cover based shooting against these symbiotes with her upgraded gun, I was like,
it's
cool.
Basically the biggest comparison I was seeing online was it's just a Resident Evil game in that final MJ mission.
I did have one question.
Oh, that's
where
what
I
that
was
feels
like.
Okay.
Why does everyone not have one of these guns if they're so effective against symbiotes? Yeah, that is the one. Like I was like,
Peter put it together for her, right?
Sure. But I think you could put a couple more together.
Yeah,
you can make a few more. Hey, speaking of MJ, what do you guys think about this version of Scream, which is a new way.
That was really cool that we had time for that. I thought
that
was super cool.
Yeah, I love that they were working stuff out. Yeah, she did look really cool.
Yeah, dude,
they're
literally having like a couple's like argument.
Dude, they were having therapy, like
with the layer of symbiote like on top of it,
talking about each other's insecurities.
It was very personal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was very personal.
Yeah.
It was a cool fight, and it taking place like in Queens. I think it was Queens, right? It was in the neighborhood
the
or whatever.
Neighborhood.
I was like, this is
the
just
new
cool.
side of the map. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Very personal.
What was it? I like the with Mary Jane the when you're actually in the tunnel going after Peter, like it felt like a horror game just for
it
a
did.
Moment.
It did.
Yeah.
And
yeah
actually,
yeah.
if you let her get caught, it's terrifying. Like it's
not really.
Yes, I saw a clip on TikTok and I was like, "Good lord!" Like you see the CPO just like grab you and like throw you back. It's crazy. Yeah, that part was very intense. I love that.
Nothing's quite as terrifying as getting caught by one of the big clickers in Last of Us when Joel gets his jaw ripped open.
Oh my god. Yeah, nothing compares to the brutality of those deaths where you're like, you didn't need to show that at all.
Why?
Yeah.
But you did.
It's kind of like in the first Spider-Man, whenever Mary Jane would get seen, period, it'd be game over. And now it's like you can get shot once and she's like, ow, and like you can still do your thing. which is very refreshing.
No, but Dan, you're right. That little tunnel sequence was really well done.
Yes.
And it was kind of like, hey, this is Max Peter villain moment here. Like the suit's totally taken over. He is actually the villain right now.
The morphing of Peter going, still like having the suit at first and being still himself and slowly, you know, the layers peeling off and him becoming, you know, badass Peter, angry Peter, you know, possessed by symbiote was good. I
but you noticed it this summer, Dan, in that trailer when he throws that guy down. That was actually a purposeful thing they put in there. Like, we thought it was funny. Like, I wonder if that was on purpose, but that was one of the little things Miles is noticing. Like, that's not.
He really slammed that guy.
Yeah. it's still hilarious.
It's still so funny. Like, he just throws it. Miles is like, what? They did a good job. Even as you're swinging around as Peter, if you decide to do other stuff besides those missions, he's just annoyed about pretty much everything.
Why do I have to do everything?
I'm like,
it's all up to me. It's always up to me. I'm like, you're such a drama queen.
I hated him, but I was like, they're doing a good job with this then.
They did a really good job.
By the way, it was a tough sell to hear Yuri talk like that during the trailers. Yeah,
sure.
So when you hear the gradual changes in his voice, and even when his suit starts to get more worried out, it's gradual. When you feel it's more gradual, it's way better.
And
that's when I view it as one of the best performances of the year, when you actually feel the difference in his voices and they're subtly changing instead of just all in the trailer. Peter, and I'm like, okay, that's
anybody that gets the Venom story or even understands what you understand why that is the case.
But it was just the voice sounded a little rough to me in the trailers, and then when you see the full experience of it. And he doesn't immediately go to Spider Cop voice, because that's what it sounded like in the trailers. He doesn't immediately go there. He's gradually working his way towards getting more frustrated with literally everybody else existing.
Because at the beginning, he's so jokey and positive and life is good, even though things are kind of getting dark again for him. But like, the turn he starts to take, and he's very selfless at the beginning. And clearly starts to take this turn that's just like, man, this isn't who he's supposed to be. I don't like this, but it was
him taking off the suit was an amazing cinematic scene great score moment.
So that's something that was clear throughout the whole thing with this version of the symbiote, more so than sometimes other versions. They of course took away the fire weakness, which I was totally fine with. Didn't bother me at all. I thought having it as a sound but also psychological, those were the two ways you could overcome the suit, is if you were strong enough to like get it off of you, like to fight it. There was that element, and
but the sound thing is important.
The sound thing was important, but I just thought
especially
was,
in
like,
the fight. Yeah,
there was like everything from like when you're fighting with Scream.
Yeah,
he's like begging MJ to fight harder to get it off. He's begging Harry to fight harder to get it off. So like there was a psychological element to it that I thought was really.
I love that.
Yeah, because it's overpowering.
It makes it more dramatically interesting for sure.
Yes.
And also that back to back fight of like your Spider Venom, your Peter Venom, beating the crap out of, you're trying to beat the crap out of Kraven until he summons those annoying ass dogs. I got to beat the shit out of those. And and then to go to fighting Peter Venom as Miles.
As Miles, right.
That was one of the crazier moments in video games.
Miles as a character. Like, we haven't even really touched on Miles, but
his Martin Lee arc. Yeah. Yeah. That was like a big deal.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That was a good arc for sure.
And becoming such a powerful spy. Like, he's a young, I mean, how old is he in this game? 17? 17. 18?
Yeah,
17. Yeah. Like, he's still a kid.
So that academy is not a college, it's a high school?
Well, they've said several times in the game that he's 17, so.
Okay, gotcha.
He's applying to colleges.
Remember, okay, right. Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So you guys have seen the memes of him and of students finding Peter and Miles' clothes on the rooftop at the beginning of the game. Like,
oh, yeah.
No, I have not seen
and
that.
Going, what's going on between these two? Sorry to sidetrack, but
I will say that
it's so funny.
You know, when these games have always had like, and the movies too, they'll have like a final suit that makes everyone go, yes. I didn't love Miles' final suit.
A lot of people did not love it.
No, I didn't hate it, but I just didn't love it.
It was like a shameless plug. It was a shameless Adidas.
Plug. Yeah, Adidas. Yeah.
I would have hated it more if I had known it was like an official brand that had helped to make it.
Yeah, if it was on the suit, it was just his shoes that were like Adidas. And I'm like, why wear that unless it was a partnership?
Dude, thankfully, you know? There were so many amazing suit options in this game, and the variations on each of them, like, they're so
cool. I love that they added the extra colors. I love that.
Yes, the extra colors for each version of the suit. Well, for most of the some of the versions don't have extra colors.
Right, most
of them do. And, oh, man, it's so good. And, of course, they brought back the Sony movie versions where it has that weird animation with, like, the weird frame.
Dude, I love that they did that.
It's just organically there for both Miles' version and Noir Spider-Man, which is awesome.
Very cool.
And you get to play with the Rubik's Cube when you're falling down from a certain height.
Miles' character a lot. I like that because he's such a freaking polite, likable kid.
Yes.
I do like that we got to see some darkness of the revenge that he's really battling.
He's going through the part that we assume Peter already went through with Uncle Ben. Like, we assume he's already done that. So this is like the birth of a Spider-Man type of storyline.
And again, like, you need to
having a moment when you could kill him and you don't.
Yeah, and in fact, he, like, throws him out to rescue him, which is such a great moment.
And again, he's a kid. Like, he's a 17-year-old kid who has all this responsibility on his shoulder, because he's like, I'm a Spider-Man. Like, I have to carry all of this on my shoulders, which, again, I wanted to refer to, like, him fighting freaking symbiote Spider-Man, like, obviously, who's very powerful, right? Peter as symbiote Spider-Man, and, like, he's just this 17-year-old kid just, like, fighting.
He had to be the grown-up multiple mentor. Times.
Yeah,
he did.
He's fighting his mentor, like, you know? And if it wasn't, if he wasn't there, what would have happened to Peter? Because he's the one that helped him remove the symbiote off of him. Like, it was because of Miles, so.
Yeah, and I do like the way Peter acknowledges that multiple times throughout the rest of the story. He's like, you saved my life. Like, and they did a good job of, like, showing that appreciation.
Peter was close to up until that fight. Obviously, we knew it was going to happen in the story, but it was still like he was pretty much giving himself completely to that.
He was gone.
That was my favorite thing. It was just the fact of Venom and how they handled Venom.
Well, and the fact that you got to be proper Venom, Harry Venom.
Oh my God.
It was going on a rampage.
A lot of people in that part. A lot of people.
Fighting Kraven after that. Oh my God, dude.
Kraven. By the way, that was a pretty violent death that they didn't show but kind of show.
Yes.
Like, super implied violence, man.
Yes.
That was
absolutely
crazy.
Really,
he roars with the blood all in his teeth. I was like, yikes.
That's
so Venom. You talked about Miles, his development. I do think the reintroduction of Martin Lee, which at first I was like, we've already had Mr. Negative, we don't need him. I'm so glad they brought him back.
Same. I kind of had a similar journey too, where I'm like, oh, okay, I wonder how much time we're going to waste on this.
Yeah.
And then I was like, a lot and good.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, it comes back as a payoff to sacrifices his powers to give Peter anti-venom.
That's right.
Dude, I had to look this up.
So smart.
I knew of the anti-venom. I know of
it was a different character before.
Yeah, so I had to look it up because I was like, all right, what is even the history here? So it's actually really cool how they tied it into the game. So in the comics, it actually is also tied to Martin Lee. So that's like his power somehow mixes in with, I forget who it is that gets anti-venom first. It might be one of the main Venom dudes there.
Not Eddie Brock, though.
Either Eddie Brock or the other one, Flash Thomas. It's always either Eddie Brock or Flash Thomas.
Flash Thompson gets Venom at some point.
Or Thompson.
He's one of the main. That's fun.
Flash, so I think doesn't he like he's like the like he shoots guns, I think, or maybe that's a different Venom.
That's Agent Venom, they show a suit version of that Harry wears in the game. Yeah,
that's right.
It does make way more sense in the game how they tie that, and I think that's actually a fun homage to the comics because that's actually how it even gets created in the comics. Yeah, so
did anyone else yell yes when Peter gets the white suit and has the anti-venom powers? Yeah. I actually said out loud. I was like,
Dude, I was dying to get those powers back. It had been like maybe 4 hours of you not having Venom powers. And I was like, I just want to slam 18 guys into the ground at the same time. Like, I was over the moon.
It was like a chill inducing type of moment.
And then you get those new abilities that are even
more better at crowd control.
Like just throwing them all up in the air and then just throwing your like symbiote spikes out or whatever. Like it was just incredible.
Their approach to anti-venom was cool. I did like that.
I love that they did that.
Yeah, same here. I do think that the powers, or you mentioned powers, overall the powers were a lot of fun. There were times when I'd be in a fight and I'm like, why am I continue to just do punch, 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 dodge, punch, punch. I'm like, use all your powers, you idiot.
Sure.
So It wasn't till later in the game that I finally got into a really good rhythm with using all the gadgets and powers. Gadgets against bosses are also super helpful. It's done every boss. Yeah,
big time.
So
especially when the symbiotes are involved and you get that audio-based gadget.
Those freaking green symbiotes, it took me a while to realize they're like one hit kill if you hit them with webs.
Yeah.
Because every punch they dodge, and I was like, I hate these guys. I was like, oh, just start webbing all over the place.
Web them.
And then like build up your finishers and then get a finisher so you can rebuild your gadget queue. Yeah.
That was also disturbing too. Just like all the civilians just being like, you know, consumed by the symbiote and everything.
Like, yeah, I wanted to shout out, like, they didn't have to, they were under no obligation to me, at least in the video game, what we know of video game logic, to animate humans. Like when you defeat the symbiotes, they become humans again. They could have just made the enemies disappear. But instead, they become civilians.
Yep.
That was just such a nice touch they didn't have to do to me.
At least.
It created a desperation to like
help them. Yeah.
Every one of these people are people. You know?
Yeah.
And that's why I have to beat the shit out of them and throw them off buildings sometimes.
That's right. That's true.
So, of course, the end of the game has two, just like most Marvel movies, has two kind of credit sequences. There's one where you get to see Norman going to talk to Doc Ock in the prison.
And he was over the moon about his misery. Yes,
of course he was. But of course he's wearing the green, because those guys were, of course, obviously at odds in the first game, right? Like Norman's kind of like the.
I mean, Norman like destroyed his research. Like,
yeah, correct.
Yeah,
and pretty much ruined his career.
Yeah, he went to kill Norman. Yeah.
So, but seeing them talk again was really interesting. I loved seeing that. I love the actor who plays Doc Ock. I think he did such a good job.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm looking forward to his obvious return in some way, shape, or form in a future game. But then, of course, you see Norman wearing the green, like you guys mentioned. Like, there's lots of green and the G serum.
Of course.
Okay. And, you know, seeing him lose his cool as Harry's laying there in a coma.
Yeah.
It's like, there's the rage. God, yeah. Like, okay.
Dude, he's already on it. That's my theory. Is like
he's already fueling. Yeah. He's testing it on himself already.
As soon as he found out Harry lost
such
the
good versions of their versions of Doc Ock, their versions of Kraven and Venom have been so good. I cannot wait to see Insomniac's version of Goblin, because we haven't even had like a little taste of it. But I can't wait to see not only his design, but the way he talks. Someone that we care about is gonna die in that game. Like, his Goblin's gonna kill someone. It's gonna be so good and heartbreaking.
Yeah, and Aunt May already died, so we're kind of
what are we gonna do here?
Yeah, I was gonna say the bridge scene, right? Peter has to choose between Mary Jane and the bus full of kids, or just like how they did in the movie,
or
like,
suffer the little children. Yeah, I remember.
That's gonna suck. That's gonna suck.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be like Miles' mom or something.
What if
they
legit let you, the player, make that too? Like, what if you actually pick?
I know. Yeah, I know. What if they do make a choice?
Mary Jane or Miles' mom?
It's gonna be a final chapter for Peter, at least. So, because they mentioned it in the mid-credit scene of like, this is gonna be the final chapter. So I was like, oh, so maybe Peter's done, and then Miles takes over, and in tandem with another character.
So the second end scene, they introduce a character that I had no idea. Like, to me, that's a good moment for like Doc Ock, for example. It's like a character we all know. And most of us get the other reveal. I don't know. Maybe you guys got it because you're super into the Spider-Verse, but I didn't know the name Cindy Moon or
right. So she's Silk, right? Is it Silk?
Yeah. I looked it up.
Is her hero character? Yeah. So
I think
she'll be another bit by a spider person, but
it felt like there were two distinct villains. Well, it felt like there were two villains for either of the Spider people, Spider-Men in this game. With like Martin Lee being for Miles, and I feel like she'll be the villain for Miles at first, and then eventually at some point she's a good guy. So I don't think we're going to be able to control her.
It would be like Donkey Kong Country, where you go from like Donkey and Diddy to Diddy and Dixie, then to Dixie and Baby.
Sure.
I assume it'll be like it was just Peter and then just Miles. Now Peter and Miles, then it's going to be Miles and Cindy. Like that.
Yeah, Miles will be the mentor.
Yeah.
Right? Miles will
be the mentor. Three is going to be the end of the Peter teaching Miles arc. Peter's going to either die or leave.
Do
completely.
You guys think they would kill off Peter Parker in this movie?
I think they would.
They've done
or
that.
Will they let him go into his retirement?
Or do you I think they did that at the end of two. Like that was like their version of it.
If we go at it with the energy, so I think the only thing that was kind of like not like a bummer or anything, but it's like the end of Spider-Man, the first game, 2018 Spider-Man, was like devastating because, I mean, well, this is a spoiler cast, right? So we can just say who dies.
I already said it.
Oh, did you? Aunt May dies. And that is the whole like reason of like Peter having to choose, I mean, he's like, no, like you're gonna save everybody. You're not gonna just say like that. That whole scene is devastating.
I mean, that
beat
the
MCU to it also, which is crazy.
Yeah, he did.
They didn't have that equivalent here. Like you think that Harry is dead, but obviously then Miles technically revives him, but now he's in a coma. So it's like he's not actually dead. So there wasn't like a, there wasn't something, I guess they just for, there wasn't like that level of devastation at the end of this one.
Not really. But I mean, the grief is the reason that the symbiote was able to.
Yes, of course.
We discover was able to stay so of attached course. To Peter and how he maintained some of the symbiote even after tearing it off of him.
Yeah.
Which is such a cool reveal to like,
yeah, it could
to
be
travel through him and like see that he's still grieving and he's not over it. And he blames himself completely.
I could see this being a thing where. Stuff. Cindy Moon's Silk character isn't like a playable hero right away, like you guys are saying. Maybe there's even a passage of time.
I don't think she will be.
But I think she will be later in the game. I think maybe midway through the game at some point. You're right. Peter could die at the hands of Goblin, and then you've got Miles and newly minted Silk as your two switchable characters, potentially. You know, I could see something like
you're
that.
You're thinking like a Last of Us Part 2, maybe.
Yeah, where you pick up... Exactly. Yeah. That.
So
yeah.
I was thinking...
But I don't know.
I was thinking that... Peter ends up killing Norman Green Goblin, not maybe necessarily on purpose, but you know that he ends up dying by Spider's hand. Harry comes out of his coma, becomes Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
So
could be, but then we still have the thing.
We're kind of doing the same story again, where it's like, but you're my buddy.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. Like, I don't. Yeah, I think that's why they're probably not gonna.
I think Harry's going to die early in the game, setting Green Goblin off to his madness, his madness rage.
And it'll be like, it won't be
you
like,
took
a,
someone
oh,
I love from me.
Yeah, it won't. It'll be like he just dies out of a coma. Like, it won't even be like a dramatic death. It'll just I be like,
yeah, and then he'll blame Miles.
So they're building up the coma thing where, like, we just think maybe he'll come out of the
coma. That's what I'm thinking, yeah. But I think it'll be unceremonious.
I bet he dies in between games. And, like, yeah.
Maybe the game even opens with his, like, funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
Norman, like, losing it.
By
the way, which we haven't touched on yet, the flame could be a big part of the final form of Goblin. He could be the Red Goblin at the end of the third game. Like, that's interesting to think about. But anyway,
Carnage
the flame
would be like in DLC or in the next game.
Oh, I don't know.
Because he was a side quest.
Either way, it could go either way.
With a Venom story, I like need Carnage. That's like my favorite. That's the thing I need. Like
Carnage
with the story.
But Venom's gone now. Do you still want Carnage without Venom?
Yeah, big time. And I thought that was really cool that they figured out, because I didn't think they were going to put it in. I was like, we don't have time for that, you know? So the fact that, like, it was there, and then you realized, I was like, man, it's been here this whole time.
The cult
was really cool.
That was
like, you're getting a whole origin story for, you know, a Cassidy Clay-like character. I guess he really is Cassidy Clay.
Didn't they say that was, like, an alternate name of his or something like that?
Yeah, they said
it was an alternate name. Yeah. He's gone by this, So I was pretty into that. And
but
yeah,
you even mentioned Yuri.
Yeah, that's true.
Yuri's in the game as whatever her anti-hero.
I love the payoff for that DLC. If everybody's like, not everybody, but if a lot of people skip the DLC, which is fantastic story-wise, like you missed her arc of being like, this cop stuff sucks. I'm gonna do things my way.
She starts to go off the deep end. In that DLC. Yeah,
she gets real pissed.
So her coming back as Wraith, I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
That tracks. That was awesome.
Yeah, it'd be interesting for them to have Carnage be a major. If they do, it's awesome. Carnage is a really cool and very scary
Green Goblin combo.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. But I also wouldn't be surprised if, because it was a side quest payoff and a long series of side quest payoff, if this is more of like DLC content where you have to take down Carnage.
I wouldn't be surprised also because I expect Peter to be rid of the anti-venom before the third game, because that's too OP. He's not going to have it in the third game. I think they're going to use the Carnage DLC as a way to get it off of him somehow.
Maybe he gives it up in order to get rid of Carnage ultimately. Something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, he has to. The only way to do it is if you get rid of your anti-venom at the same time. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Maybe y'all can clear it up. I'm a little fuzzy why it's still alive after they destroyed, like, the meteor, but.
Me too.
Is it still alive? Other than you can just use it in the open world? Is it still around?
Well, I meant like the red symbiote that takes over his Carnage.
Well, I don't think the meteor is necessarily attached to them living. I think it's just what transported them to the planet, right? And they resonate with the meteor, with that chunk, because he's Venom's
that little
combining
special stone or whatever.
Yeah, he's combining the two chunks together. But I think that's just part of like the vessel, so to speak, the meteor that like actually brought them there. But
Okay. I thought it was like they destroyed the Venom vessel that was attached to Harry, which is what spread through New York. But the other samples of the symbiote are unrelated.
So this one exists. The Flame had was just a sample of the main Venom one?
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, they had it in, like, a tube or whatever. And
yeah, yeah.
It was like a totally different sample.
But it was red.
Yeah, yeah.
It was red, yeah, yeah.
Obviously.
So, like, experiments conducted with it, maybe? Or?
So I also think some of the logic is, like, just you can't think about it. Like, yeah, that's some of the logic, too, for sure.
True. Yeah, I mean, it's superhero. Yeah,
it's superhero crap, man, yeah.
One of the things I don't know all these stories super in depth like some folks do, but I do remember when I think of Carnage, I think of like, okay, so Spider-Man and Venom are fighting. A much worse version of Venom shows up. Like even Venom is like, we got to stop.
More unhinged.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Got Spider-Man and Venom.
Well, it's like, hey, what if the symbiote attaches itself to a serial killer, which is right, literally what it is, yeah. You know?
It's always like, well, now you've got Venom, who is always so cool. And I didn't really want him to die because he was evil, but he was cool. So sure, yeah. I always liked the idea of, well, now he's forced to team up with Spider-Man because Carnage is a threat to him. Mm. So I guess I don't love that
Venom's like dead. I guess I don't love that.
There's part of me that like either. Wants there to be a Spidey Venom team up if there's going to be Carnage.
I think maybe they'll find a way.
The enemy of my enemy.
Maybe
is
that's
my
why they had you do a Venom demo in the middle of a game where you're playing as full grown Venom to get you used to playing like that. Because maybe Peter's going to have to find a way to bring him back and put him on somebody. I don't know to fight Carnage. But it does feel like he's already got another Spider-Man to help him. So it's like
I just pictured he goes like in the hospital room with Harry and he has the symbiote and he's like, one last ride. And
one last ride.
Yeah, slaps it on him.
God damn it.
Throws it at him, doesn't catch it. Oh, I forgot you're sleeping.
you're in a coma. So.
Yeah. But anyway, I do think the last, it's got to be Goblin. It has to be Goblin.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. For
and
sure.
That's what I'm
really
saying. Like,
good one to end on. Yeah.
If they're able to somehow keep the symbiote in play, Red Goblin is, it's basically like they took the Carnage symbiote and put it on Goblin.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's in the comics. I can't remember what run. I think it's a recent one, though. And that's the version of Goblin. Now, that is the version of Goblin, dude, that I think could, you know, take over the rest of the population and. You know what I mean?
Ultimate, like,
transform the city
the game,
and all
right?
that stuff. Yeah. Like, do the thing that we're used to doing in these Spider-Man games by now.
He has so many iconic villains. He has so many iconic. Like, Spider-Man might have the best.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely the best Marvel rogues gallery, like, outside of X-Men, which is cheating because it's all team-based in that series.
But I feel like we can't just symbiote the city again. It has to escalate.
I know. I agree. Like, they're all going to have gliders. You get a glider. You get a he's going to be a philanthropist.
Hold on.
Now, inspires a cult, basically.
I'm going to throw this out here, guys, and I'm sorry. I'm going to say the M word.
Oh, good Lord.
Multiverse.
Oh, I thought you said N. Okay.
I thought you said N, too. Yeah, I'm like,
way happier.
Yeah, no, what? Multiverse.
I'm
right?
gonna say the N-word. What?
Yeah, yeah. What? Okay, Frank. Why? From It's Always Sunny. What's going on?
All right.
Yeah.
I need to say it.
But I mean, because this is the Easter egg, right? Did you all see the Easter egg or?
No. Oh well, I saw. Yeah, I saw the when you collect all the spider bots and it's,
yes,
that,
yeah,
it's the you come across a deleted character from Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Who is like, oh man, not Miles. What's his name? Miguel has to stop leaving these around.
Yeah, she literally refers to Miguel. So
yeah. Well, we know that. We know that PS5, PS4, whatever.
Right.
Spider-Man is canon in across because he's in the across the Spider-Verse. So that was interesting for sure. But I think they're always just going to do winks and nods to that and not.
I think you kind of have to, unless they go all in and make it a multiverse story like the two recent films have.
Yeah.
And they not only embrace it, but they make that like this, the core story is all about the multiverse and what it is and why it's important. Then I think you could maybe do it. But I don't think you can introduce it as like a little side thing. Oh, here, by the way, there's a portal where it goes.
I liked it as an Easter egg that they kind of shut down for the rest of the game of like, you're never going to see this again. Yeah, that was fun.
I don't know if like the third one is kind of like the final one, so to speak, unless like then they wait a little while.
At least for Peter, I think. And then they'll go with Miles and Cindy, maybe.
But like, it would be to me, it's like that.
They call
it's got to be an escalation to
Miles and Cindy. The most unromantic title of a Spider-Man game ever.
Spider-Man, Miles and Cindy.
Miles and Cindy. I was over here clamoring for Gwen Stacy, but okay, I'll take Cindy, I guess. Whatever.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. I was. Yeah. Just because of how the chemistry is in the Spider-Verse movies, I was like, oh,
so
I would love to see a Miles and Gwen type of story. But sure. Cindy works fine. She's younger, so it'll work. It'll work fine. I trust it.
They could still do Gwen Stacy in there, though, for sure.
They definitely could. Yeah.
So, guys, as we wrap up our thoughts on Spider-Man 2, what were your standout moments or two? For me, number one was when Peter gets the anti-venom from Martin Lee. Not only, I already thought Martin Lee was much cooler in this game. He has that cool, like, witchy haircut now. He's kind of like more of this, like, stoic. You could tell he regrets a lot of stuff. Yeah. I liked his character a lot more. But
also, I like that they removed his
power. I was like, ooh, he's a little heroic here at the end.
Yeah.
I think
they can go back to if they somehow welcome him, they could totally make him like just a regular old philanthropist giving back to hobos again if they wanted to, because he has no powers anymore. So
yeah. So that was a big moment for me, was the anti-venom part. What do you guys? What were the big parts for you?
I think just the venom, straight up, just being the Venom Rampage as Harry.
Oh, when you got to control Venom.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that was so cool, and how the mechanics were like slightly different too. Like, and just picking up enemies and just like. Basically, you got to be like a sociopath for like a good hour. It was such a great run. I love that.
Just that Venom moment, and then leading into fighting Kraven, and then them going a little hard there with the death, with the Kraven death, just a little bit.
Yeah.
The noms.
Yeah. Only bit off his head. No big deal.
Yeah, like that. That to me is just like that's quintessential.
Venom hungry.
Gonna eat some guy's face.
Oh god, I forgot the We Are Venom moment.
Oh
shit,
yeah,
that was tops too. I didn't know they were gonna throw that in the game. I should have guessed it. Obviously it's a Spider-Man game, but I love that at the dinner table where he's like, we are not a they or a thing.
Yes
We are Venom, and he transforms.
Oh, that line. Okay. Right before the scream fight.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought that was a cool moment too when MJ.
Yeah, that was gonna be mine. I just didn't think that, like, oh, we have Venom. Like, we're not going to have other Venoms. Yeah, we got them. So I thought that was pretty surprising.
All Venoms.
Cool design on her, too, right? With the red and yellow.
It looked red.
Cool boss fight, too. I just really like that boss fight. So.
Do you guys see that interview with the director of Spider-Man 2 where they talked about how they originally had just designed it as kind of a Venom version of MJ being temporarily controlled, where she had some powers, but then they were like, just make her scream. Like, this isn't who Scream is in the comics, but like,
just like Harry's not who Venom is. Like, let's just do it. Let's just go for it. You know?
It was great.
Yeah. And you've already made it a story about the three of their friendship. So, like, for them to all three be tainted by the same thing, you know, it's a test of their friendship, you know. So, I thought it worked really well in the storytelling way.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Can I
just throw out there, though, like, just because it's funny? So, the Avengers Tower, right, has just been in these games this entire time. So the Avengers
are very busy
exist,
with world-ending threats. Okay?
And not literally the symbiote threats. Is taking over New York, but no one's there.
Okay,
Dan, let me explain it. This is during that five-year period, during the Marvel's Avenger game, where they're all just like on hiatus because of the whole...
They're all in like Wyoming or wherever.
Yeah, remember you have to go collect them as... Right. What's her name? Miss Marvel? Yeah, so...
Or after the game got finished, like, they shut down the servers, so they all disappear. The tower's still there, but they're
gone. It's their version of the blip.
Yeah, they've been blipped.
I liked all the Easter eggs, by the way. There was even an Easter egg if you people looked hard enough, and they found the room where the hand stays in from the Daredevil series. So they found, like, a glowing light, and they were like, this looks like a symbol from the hand. Like, so they could, like, instead of just a Carnage DLC, it could be both the hand and Carnage, kind of like Hammerhead was more than one thing. It was like there was Sable involved and stuff like that too.
I like the hand stuff, you know.
I'm so down. That's like the perfect, like, that would be like perfect to inhabit.
I want them to go for
guys.
It too in the next game if they're allowed to, because I don't know what's allowed and what isn't.
Yeah, what's
like,
their agreement?
Bring
with
Daredevil in and bring all the other street level, not to play obviously, but like just like you're fighting the hand up. And Daredevil comes in, he's like, hey, it's been a while, you know.
But if you think about
up.
This style of gameplay, Daredevil would be an awesome character to fight as in this combat system.
Yeah.
You know,
give me that game.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me an Insomniac Daredevil game, absolutely.
Yes. Oh, I mean, they got Wolverine, and it's in the same universe, so...
By the way, as Daredevil, I want to actually go to trial and have to be a lawyer. So I want it to like, be, like, a lawyer.
Style?
Lawyer Sim.
I hope there's a whole scene where me as Daredevil, I get to kiss, what's-her-face, Elektra, whoever played Elektra.
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner.
I hope there's scenes, there's quick time events where you have to pretend you're blind... And if people don't buy that you're blind, like there's like an alert bar where it's like, oh, they're starting to believe that you're faking the blind thing.
Yeah.
Hit a quick time button.
That would be interesting if they make that game. Like, do they let you, the player, see the world as we see it? Because it's going to look good. You want it to look good. Or do you make it just audio reflections or whatever it is that Daredevil
kind of
sees?
Yeah, like sonar or something
like
that.
The kind of like the red hues to everybody.
Yeah.
But it's clear that I think that at least the next hero that is not Spider-Man or somebody in the Rogues Gallery would be Daredevil to introduce it to this world specifically.
It would make sense.
And they did say that too. Wolverine is in the same universe. So, I mean, there could be X-Men references there too at some point.
Last thing I'll mention too, I thought this was a nice... There's a bunch of nice moments in this game. Everything from, we've talked about it before, like the interactions after little combo fights where you can fist bump each other at, you know, Miles and Peter. I love the little, those little moments, your conversations.
Those are fun.
Are really good. Even on the phone calls with like Genki and stuff, like they just nice little character conversations, really good stuff. But I really liked when you got to be Haley, the deaf girl, and sound actually muffles all the way down
to hardly
anything. And
they did a good job audio-wise.
It's just a little like side mission where you're going to look at the paint or whatever and do a little like motion with your...
By the way, I love that you can legit screw up the paintings. Like you can, if you hold too long on one area, it's like more white in one area.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Another, and like I saw one person like just totally... whiff on it and they finished the painting and it was just complete ass. So like you can totally screw it up.
That's fun.
I love that. Sure.
But yeah, I just little touches like that. It just added a nice nice little moment with the character that you've seen in the the game a lot.
The memes I've been seeing of Peter fighting for his life against symbiotes while Miles is like, "You want to go on a date?"
Dude, the date so she's funny. Asking, dude, the city is being like, consumed.
I need help. You want to go on a date?
It's funny as he's like, as he does like the little like yes thing, and then he swings away. And he's like, "I'm on my way, Pete." And I'm like, "So you knew that Pete needed you?"
Listen, he's trying to get laid before
he's 17. He's 17.
Priorities, man.
Yeah, he's trying to get laid. He's trying to get laid.
Yeah, I totally get it. All right, listen, it's fair to say we love this game. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us talk through all the spoilers. We're curious what you think. Feel free to comment on this. What were some of your favorite moments? What were the moments that surprised you? What did you not like about the story? We didn't really talk about that. I'm sure there are things that we didn't love about the story, but overall, I know
Kyle mentioned one of them about, like, Venom can't just be dead. Like, that's not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although he could be, because these games want to wrap up, I think.
They really do.
Arc of these games.
Yeah, but I'd be disappointed. Yeah.
But anyway, curious what you guys think. Let us know. But thank you for checking out this little spoiler cast. Appreciate your time. Thank you guys for being here, staying up extra late. We'll see you next time. Bye.